Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction blog talk radio show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for Black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And we just want to say happy Wednesday, wonderful Wednesday to everybody out there in studio land and those under the sound of my voice. We want to welcome you to this week's show, and we are so very, very excited to be able to talk today with Miss Ann McNeil. I don't think she's a stranger to anyone. We know that she is the great master builder and the chairman of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And we're also going to have with us a special guest today, the CEO and Industry Day co-chairman for Industry Day. So we are just excited, put on your seatbelts and hold on, because you're going to hear lots of great information from some great women today, all about NABWIC and what's happening in the construction industry. My name is Jackie Perry, and I am your host for today's show. So, good morning, Miss Ann McNeil.
Good morning, Jackie. This is the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives for our youth. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to be on the show.
Well, we are very excited to have you, as I mentioned, and today is going to be a great show. Listen, before we bring any of our other special guests on, we don't have this opportunity too often to really just focus on you. I know we've interviewed you in the past. You've been on some of the shows asking questions and supporting some of our other guests. But now we get a chance to turn the spotlight a little bit directly on you. So I'd like for you to take just a moment, Ann, and tell us a little bit about what's been happening with Ann McNeil, the Master Builder.
Well, Jackie, it may take a little longer than a moment. And I know that anybody who's listening to this show that know me know, oh, my gosh, she's going to let her talk about a favorite, passionate subject of mine, which is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And, Jackie, for myself, going back to how I got into the construction industry, I'm celebrating 40 years in the industry this year. But looking at the future of this industry for African-American women, the vision when the organization was founded in the late 90s, the idea came to me that I don't see very many African-American or black girls or women coming into the industry. And then I kept saying, somebody should do something, somebody should do something. And of course, you know, that almighty spirit said, why don't you do something? And I said, oh, no. No, Lord, you don't understand. Not me. Black women in construction, me? No, I can't. I already have two businesses, and I'm involved in two other not-for-profits. And I have children, and I have a wonderful husband, and I have all of these responsibilities. But then as I continue to look at the fact that too much is given, much is required. And when you look at our industry in construction, Where else can you go and find people who do not have high school diplomas, who do not have college degrees, who are making upwards of $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 an hour? You're not going to find that anywhere else in any other industry. And you don't hear very many people talking about that. So I began to look at African-American women as I traveled and talked to them about this idea of pulling us together so that we could serve as mentors to younger women who are black and encouraging them to come into the industry. So the vision of this organization and the subject of this show today is one of the pillars of the foundation of this organization. And so the vision is to go back into the junior high school, college, and encourage young black girls to study STEM and STEAM in the construction industry.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. We do apologize for those technical difficulties, but we're going to resume with, again, a great show featuring Ms. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, and some special guests connected to our industry day. So you're going to hear a little bit more from Ann. You don't want to miss these insights and this wonderful story, and you don't want to miss some of the comments from individuals who are involved in our industry day. So I want to thank you for holding on. But let's get right back to the show. Ann McNeil, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am, and I apologize for the difficulties, but moving right along and not skipping a beat, we're just talking about the foundation of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. It's found in our youth and the fact that this organization was created to help encourage and stimulate STEM in the minds of the young people, especially black girls, encouraging them to study STEM and STEAM in the construction industry. Our Industry Day program started at Cordova High School in Washington, D.C., where we had our first Industry Day program. And after a couple of years, Lockheed Martin came on as a partner to help support the activities for Industry Day. And we are hosting in South Florida, in Miami, at Booker T. Washington High School on the 9th of October, 2015, our second South Florida Industry Day program. And we're very excited for that, Jackie. We're going to be focusing on technology in the construction industry, architects, engineers, contractors, transportation, aviation, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
Wow, that does sound exciting. My goodness. Well, listen, I do want to say we thank you, and I'm sure many of our audience does as well, for, again, just following that vision. Our young girls do need that motivation. They do need that inspiration. And you, along with the NABWIC organization, the individuals in it, have succeeded in providing that. So once again, I just want to thank you, again, for following that vision. Before we get on to our special guests, I think we have our special guest, Ms. Ann Mesius, on the line. And Ann, I'm going to ask if you would tell us a little bit more about Annie. I know that, again, she is one of the Industry Day co-chairs. Tell us a little bit about Industry Day and what's happening right now over the country, and then we'll give her an opportunity to introduce her and bring her on. So will you tell us a little bit more about Industry Day and what's happening around the state of Florida?
Now, you have two Anns on the phone, so you need Annie or Ann?
You're going to introduce Annie.
Good morning, Annie. Mathias. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Ann.
Listen, this is a day from heaven, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are definitely rejoicing, and we are so glad to be in it.
That
I'm
is
saying
right.
That because I met Annie involved in the ABC Contractors Association with both members of that wonderful construction organization, and we traveled to lobby to Washington and also to Tallahassee, so we just continued to run into each other. And so we talked a little each time we would meet, and I went, Annie, maybe about 2 months ago, I guess it may have been, when I drove over to the state conference and talked with you about just really just catching up and asked if you would be interested in participating, and eventually you agreed to co-chair this event. And then I got in my car and drove another 5 hours up there from home. And so I told Annie later, I said, you know, only by the grace of God would I get in my car and take a 5-hour drive to talk with her. Unknowingly, that was not the purpose of the trip. I did not realize at the time that later on I realized that the purpose of the trip of driving over to, where were we, Annie? On the west coast of Florida. I forget the city. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was Clearwater. Clearwater.
Clearwater, thank you. Clearwater, mm-hmm. Florida. Beautiful city. Waterfront. Area, beautiful. But Annie agreed by faith to take this walk, and she has done a tremendous job along with Indian Menace in helping us with the planning of the second annual NABWIC South Florida Industry Day program. And so with that, I would turn it over to Annie Mathias. Thank you.
Well, it's just been very exciting getting to know Ann over these little snippets of time, as she's mentioned, that we've had, and to both, when I approached her and saw her, it had been probably a couple of months, and I said, Ann, we haven't been able to get in touch. What last time we spoke, we were going to talk about how we were going to help young people. And then she just said, well, by the way, and then she started talking about Industry Day and just the impact and the opportunity that Industry Day has as far as exposure in these different trades and careers that Anne has has explained to us. And I'm not going to go into the repeating of all those, but it was definitely a godsend. Because young people definitely are my passion, and I've been involved working with young people for over 20 years, whether it be through teaching or volunteering, any place that I can be involved in the assisting and of young people through different events or volunteering, I try to be available, and this has definitely been a blessing, not only as far as the different people that we've had the opportunity to encounter with and the different sponsors that have so graciously assisted and been there for the event, such as Related Urban Developing Group and the other sponsors as far as scholarships, MAT, my company, JA&M, MCM, and then sponsors like Odovic Constructions, Robin and Morton, Dee Stevenson, Everett Painting Company, Al Hill Plumbing, and J-Max Consulting. I mean, we've been very fortunate to have people on board that believe in the advancement of young people, and particularly young Black women, and the impact that they can have in our society. And I'm just thrilled and excited to be here, but being involved in this event and just having the opportunity to take part in this with Ann McNeil.
Well, Annie, we are very, very thrilled to have you as well. Now, this, the event that's occurring this Friday, October 9th, who are some of the participating organizations who are going to be there?
We are having organizations from aviation, the Department of Transportation. We're also having people in the construction industry, whether they be developers such as Related Urban and A&F, contractors. Some of our sponsors are actually participating in the event as well. So we have folks from all over that are really believing in this event and are just excited to be part. We have Florida Memorial University, and so many other folks that are, and at any point you can kind of chime in as well if I'm forgetting some folks here. We have different engineering firms as well that are participating in this event to give the young people a broad overview, not just on aviation transportation, but also in different trades, how they can actually be involved underneath those umbrellas and those industries.
Wow,
yes,
sounds like a great, yeah. It sounds like a great lineup of participating organizations. And I want to, you mentioned it before, but again, such a worthwhile endeavor. And so you mentioned some of our sponsors before, like JA&M, MCM Building, GAMAX Consulting, A1 Hill Plumbing, Everett Painting Corporation, those organizations who have gotten behind this effort and say, hey, it's worthwhile, I want to make it go, we need to do something to help generate interest and support for our young people in this area. Amy, tell us a little bit about some of the past industry days that you've had. I'm sure they've been very successful, and there's been some impact and results from there. Is that something you can tell us that have come out of some of the past industry days that you felt was, you know, really noteworthy and maybe worth mentioning?
Okay, that's Ann McNeil.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Ann McNeil.
Annie just came on a couple of months ago, and that's why this is such an awesome experience. And, Jackie, I'm not sure if you want to extend the time of the show because I know we had some technical difficulties early on. But we want to make sure – right, thank you so much. We just want to make sure that we give our listening audience ample time to really get a feel for what we're doing to have a benefit to the community and eventually actually the world. Because oftentimes we want to change the world, not realizing it starts with us first, and it starts with our company, and it starts with our city, and then it starts with our county, and it starts with our state, then the United States, and eventually we will change the world by doing that. But going back to your question about some of the sponsors, and Annie was just sharing some of the participants also, like she said, we have Miami-Dade Aviation is one of the participants, they are willing to have their staff come out and participate with us. We reached out also to Coastal Construction and Odebrecht Construction. FDOT is going to be involved, and they will have someone there. Black Box Network Solutions will also have staff people for Lauderdale Airport. And we have Jacobs Engineering, a young lady by the name of Joanne that works there. She has been an excellent help. And she took on that responsibility, and she went out and took other black women in engineering to come on from Parsons and AE Commons, some of the other organizations, to really
I think I had forgot coastal construction. I'm sorry to interrupt
yes,
you. I think
no
I'd forgotten coastal as well. I
no
think.
Problem. Yeah, they're going to be there. And the related group is our title sponsor, so we really want to continue to give them kudos. And Christopher Hodgkins from MAT, from At the Tunnel and the Port, they're participating as sponsors, and they're also going to be a part of the panel. So when you ask the question, Jackie, about previous Industry Day programs, what we found is that the industry has rallied behind what we're doing because every one of us realized that we've got to create a pipeline for the future workforce. And it really takes about 10 to 15 years. Now, Lockheed Martin really got it right when they realized that many of these students don't have to go to college. They can actually train them and then bring them right into their organization from high school. So it has just really been very, very, very rewarding to see over the years the number of students that have come out of the Industry Day program in the magnet schools and go right into these organizations. And that's a major benefit, Jackie.
Wow, that is great. Well, you know, again, with some of the earlier challenges, we may not be able to expand the show or extend it, but I do want to, we're going to keep going, but before we do get cut off, I do want to thank Ann McNeil, and I want to thank Annie, also the CEO and co-chair Industry Day, for being on the show with us today. And we do want to thank all those participating organizations and those sponsors who are making this possible. So once again, Anne, if you could just review some of the details about this Friday, October the 9th, give us the time and location so people will know where and when that's happening.
All right. Thank you so very much, Jackie. We're having the second, it's the National Association of Black Women in Construction Industry Day program focusing on transportation. And that event will be held on October the 9th in Miami, Florida, at Cordova High School, which is located in Miami, actually downtown Miami. And that's what makes this so very important, because there's about $5 billion worth of construction going on right in the neighborhood of the school. So that's all the more reason why it is so very important that we connect the students with what we're doing in the industry and ensure that they're able to be involved. And we also know one of my favorite McNeilisms is the fact that people do business with people that they know, that they like, and that they trust. And for the fact that we are creating environments and opportunities for the students and the industry to get to know, like, and trust each other by coming out on the 9th and participating with us, with the students, at the Industry Day program. And Booker T. Washington High School is located at 1200 Northwest 6th Avenue in Miami, Florida. And the program will take place from 7:30 a.m. until 11:40 a.m. If you want additional information, you can reach us at our website at www.nabwic.org. And again, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives in the area of science, technology, engineering, and math. Thank you so very much, Jackie, and also Andy Masseros and India Menace. Thank you both for volunteering your time, your talents, and your treasure to make this a great success.
And I want to thank all of our listeners out there for listening in today and just hearing this great information. And like Ann said, we hope that you will join us on this coming Friday, October 9th. Until next week, same time, Wednesday, 8:30 a.m., this has been the Voice of Black Women in Construction, NABWIC. the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Thank you, and everyone, have a wonderful Wednesday.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.